right?
Yeah, so now how podcast audio is recording.
Aha!
Yeah, so now Facebook Live is on and podcast audio is recording.
Okay. And is the...
Yeah, now you can just get that out of your face. You don't have to look at that for a while.
And right? we're doing a live...
You're tuned in. This is an episode, but yes. it's also on the job training at the same time as well. All right, so now you've got that going. What program are they tuned into?
Oh, this is the Wine Cellar Podcast.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what we're going to do. Right. Is the music playing underneath, though?
No, you don't do that till after the opener. But you can do that. Like, sometimes you'll want to have it already going. I figured, don't complicate it too much on the first one in.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or are we still doing Black Podcast? No, you said you wanted to go back to Wine Cellar. Okay.
Yeah, I would like to.
Okay.
It would be a fun time. There's Annalisa Fox there, yes. Rachel Loco, Jacob Loco posted Hello. Up in the joint. All right. So All now, right. So folks know we have, what do we have when we play the opener?
An extended trigger warning?
Yeah.
Yes.
Extended trigger warning. So then where's that?
I don't know.
In the soundboard, that's the icon that looks like a speaker.
This one?
Well, it is a speaker. Yeah.
That one?
That one, okay. And it says, opener, Nina Turner.
All right.
Bone Thugs.
And then when we're done, I'm going to have to, like, go back and listen to my audio, because every time I'm looking for something on the screen, I lean forward while I'm talking.
Now, sisters and brothers, we know we got over by the blood, the sweat, and the tears of sheroes and heroes, some whose names we know and some whose names we do not know. But I'm going to tell you something. We have been here before. Now, the only difference is we got some company, Rev. We got our gay lesbian sisters and brothers with us this time. We got our Hispanic, Asian, Native American sisters and brothers with us this time. I think Dr. Reverend Martin Luther King said we may not have gotten here on the same ship, but we are in the same boat right now.
In Father Teresa's Wine Cellar, we believe all oppression is intersectional. And this means our analysis of current events frequently includes discussion of difficult and explicit content. Any combination of the following topics could be included in our show. Murder, rape, war, climate change, racism, sexism, violence, sexual violence, homophobic violence, heterocentrism, discrimination and abuse against individuals of nonconformist sexuality, domestic violence, child abuse, child rape, child neglect, elderly abuse, verbal abuse, police brutality, microaggressions, ableism, cyberbullying, genital mutilation, ideological extremism, and people just being total fucking assholes.
Hey,
Now, what I'll normally do at this time, right, is I'll hit that speaker icon again and bring the soundboard back up.
Yes.
And then, it's not there. Hit assign new volume to jingle. Okay, I've never seen that before.
Okay.
I'll take that off your hands. So we'll actually go ahead and stop that because something weird happened.
No.
I will not make you deal with weird stuff I haven't dealt with. Right?
Good to know.
So now you know that the icon that's a cone is your VLC media player.
Yes.
So you'll bring that up, just hit play.
All
right. Right, and then that plays your show background music.
Okay.
And then you can just get that out of your face until you hear, if you hear Janet Jackson's instrumental
turn
come
it down.
On.
Yes.
Yeah, because hers comes in real hot.
Yes.
All right. Folks, anybody just tuning in on the job training?
Wine
Cellar,
I know.
Media.
It's fun.
All right.
Apparently it's time for sensitive light skin news of the week.
That's from Michael Wright. That dude, that is a top shelf backseat driver right there. He comes right the fuck in. Quit yelling at that light sensitive light skinned woman.
It's like, I don't know. I feel like I should email Kimberly Nicole and just be like, hey, can you please get your assistant?
At least that's what our neighbors think. Ain't think I'm mean to that sensitive like.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
So, our neighbors, we don't like our neighbors because we're kind of. We just don't like our neighbors. They have this thing where they think that William is, like, mean or abusive to me. So when I'm outside, you know, like, if I'm grilling or if I'm in the laundry room and William's not there, they come up to me in packs, by the way, like, two or three at a time. And they're like, hi, how are you? Are you okay?
Ew, and you don't know if they washed their hands. You don't know. People are gross.
And so they'll be like, are you okay? I'm like, yeah, I'm okay. Should I not be okay? Well, we just worry about your safety. Really? Okay. And then, of course, it was I don't even know if I should say the other part, the added awkwardness because of the visuals I was experiencing when that happened.
No, yeah, no. Black eyes really show up on white women. Like,
yes.
Yeah.
So, I don't know if they think, like, I'm in the same situation as them. But, yeah, one of them has bruises all over the arms from being grabbed, and the other one had a black eye. And they're asking me if I'm okay. And I'm like, are you okay, actually? So, that's an ongoing thing. It's weird. It's awkward. Yes, all dark-skinned men are actually angry. So, there's that.
And this is the cold game. When they do see me, because I'm usually at fucking work for 12 motherfucker hours. When they do see me, this was the last time they saw me. I have on, update. Because it's just part of it. I knew I was losing weight. I had no idea that I was a 32 waist again. I slid my sexy jeans on. I was like, ooh, Levi's, I miss you. Levi's Silver Tab. I got on my fucking sexy jeans, 32 waist, and a fucking white shirt. And I have on my, like, you know, they're like a nice pair of exercise shoes, but like they're in really good condition. Mm-hmm. And I have a fucking, from Lisa Loco, who sent this to us, a crystal wine glass with champagne in it. And I'm sitting on a bench under a tree smoking a cigarette, minding my own BIS-ness. And somehow, that is aggressive and horrifically mean to them. I think that really speaks to anti-blackness right there.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
All these details around, but black.
And then, are you okay? Yeah, I'm okay. I'm good. Just doing the laundry. It's cool. Good. So, yeah, that was fun. Because this, I think, is now the fourth time that's happened to me. Yeah. I think that was number four. So, I don't know. That's our neighbors. All right.
All right. Take a look at your decibels.
Oh, take a look at my decibels. All the things are going on. All the things are happening all the time, every moment of every day.
Oh, yeah, that's good stuff.
Yeah. All right. So, just straight to Tommy? Is that the idea?
Yeah, so now there's how you do that. So now you want to introduce it while you're clicking stuff.
Oh, great, right? Sure.
Yeah,
multitask.
That's fun.
After right? Multitask.
So I have it set up in the very next tab to the right already.
All
right. Right.
By the way, thank you, Michael Wright, for this,
and
which I...
hit the full screen.
Which I am preemptively saying because I'm pretty sure I don't mean it and I'm going to be really mad in about...
Don't hit play yet.
45 seconds.
Now you go to the other computer and double-click that to small it out.
Yes.
And then full size that. Ooh. Yeah, because that one is reading from that computer over the Wi-Fi.
Okay.
So now you hit play and we see. So, introduce this Tommy fella.
So Tommy Sotomayor is apparently, in the Tariq Nasheed adjacent kind of circles?
No.
Not even adjacent?
No, they don't like, nah, he's more like, he's like right winger, like Republican. To my understanding, I have very little exposure to him. Like, to me, the Tariq Nasheed, and it's not even Tariq Nasheed. It's bigger than him. It's right. the Frances Welsing Neely Fuller crowd, right. which are black conservatives that are anti-white supremacy. Tommy Sotomayor, I think, is a black conservative. He's okay with some white supremacy because, I mean, he shoots his videos from around his home. I don't know, there's people that are like, that's a struggle mansion. Shit, look nice to me.
Yeah, that's not really a struggle mansion. Okay, so maybe it's just because I've heard some of his commentary, in particular about black women, and a lot of it sounds like something Tariq Nasheed would say. Huh. But I don't know the rest of his politics or whatever.
Well, Tariq is also heavily confused, right? We recently heard him say, I think he really just he's misogynist like a motherfucker, but he also freestyles, right? He recently said, no slut shaming.
You can turn a hoe into a housewife.
Yeah.
And then he got mad about the R. Kelly thing where he said, don't let your daughters buy R. Kelly.
Yeah, Tariq, he's confused but making money. So I don't know.
I think he just hates black feminists and he just greatly overestimates how many black feminists exist. And every time he gets mad at a woman, assumes she's a black feminist. I think that has a lot to do with it with him.
Man, I think he does read some. I think he does read some of their blogs and shit, and agrees with some shit. Because where the fuck did he get the term slut shaming from? Right.
Well, maybe from one of his co-hosts.
Hmm.
It's pretty common in black groups, not specific like black women's groups, not even specifically like social justice or feminist based, but just generic black women's groups. The term comes up a lot.
Huh.
Yeah. All right. Okay. So we are going to do this. Michael Wright.
Right. Yeah. I'm going to try to bring this up so you can see his comments.
I don't know why you hate me and you did this to my life, but fine. Thought he cared about light skinned niggas. Thought he cared about my sensitivity.
What's going on, everyone? I'm Tommy Sotomayor. Recently, there's been some videos and people have been wondering about.
Oh, you can hit space bar to pause.
Excellent.
He has the same problem I have. I don't exercise no more, but I still got all them small ass shirts. I too have that situation. Okay.
My topic for those videos. The main one has been black women and their children. Myself and D.L. Hughley spoke about it. And I just want to elaborate on what
I would like to know if he and Mr. Hughley are actually tight like that. Like, we spoke about it. Did y'all host a fucking conference? We spoke about it. Okay.
Or did we both just happen to post that day?
Or did he happen to post and you said, I see a way I can make money out of this situation.
I meant by it. I want you guys to think about something. I said that black women, in general, do not care or love their children. Now I know what you're thinking. How dare you say that? Well, I'm going to say it because, number one, it's a general statement.
He's such a dork.
Number two, I'm going to lay down some things to make you guys think of why I would say that. I say that black women are the worst stewards of children. And I say this because of certain things. Number one.
Could you get to the point, nigga?
One of the biggest reasons why I say that black women are the worst stewards of children and they do not care for their children is because such a high number of them are had by dudes that the woman doesn't like.
She doesn't like him based on what she knows about him now, not based on how he introduced himself. Nigga, goddamn, stop making me quote Chris Rock. When you first meet someone, you're not meeting them, you're meeting their representative.
Yes.
Shit.
Oh, Michael Wright says Hughley doesn't know him. Probably not. No,
nah,
probably not.
Hughley be on MSNBC and shit. He's a different type of sellout.
And once shared something from the wine cellar.
And fun he had fun. A sitcom.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
As all these children out of wedlock, and the majority of black children are born out of wedlock. The majority of black children are not in the homes with their fathers. We also know the stats prove that if you have a father in the home, you have a better chance. It leads to less jail populations. It leads to less drug usage. It leads to less children out of wedlock and teenage pregnancies. If we know these things are a fact, then why would a woman...
About that. yes, statistically speaking, children do have better odds when they come from a two-parent household. However, what people like this leave out of that conversation is that's because generally you either have one person who's capable of being breadwinner for the whole household, or you have two incomes, right? So it's not, you can be a really, really good parent, but if you have to work two jobs because you're a single parent, your parenting capacity has been diminished. You do not have the same ability to monitor everything your children do. You do not have the same ability to educate your children, teach your children. You might not have money to put them into programs or get them tutors and do the best things for them. So it's less about a single parent household and more about the financial situation of a single parent household. Because I can guarantee, like, some, you know, divorced or, you know, single super rich people, right? Like fucking movie stars and shit, they can have their kids in single households, but they can also afford nannies and private chefs and tutors in summer camp, in space camp, and all that shit, okay? So, again, let's talk about that, especially if we're talking about Black community, because child support, you know that thing a bunch of dudes don't like that would mean the mothers would have to work less and would have more time to be with their kids? That, yeah, that's part of the equation too, but you know.
You said space camp.
Space camp. Oh.
A certain woman didn't have a man in the house. They lived separately, and she was raising them boys, three of them actually, and and one of them wanted to go on to space camp, and he did, and his name was Trayvon Martin, and somehow she did that with the one income in the household, and probably a little bit of child support here and now.
Yeah, well, wasn't one of his parents in a gated community?
The father, yeah.
Yeah. It's weird what happens when there's substantial income coming in to take care of a child. It's like they can do stuff.
Why are you making me quote a white man? Like Louis C.K. said, no good marriage ends in divorce. Let people divorce.
Indeed.
Continue to have children and buck these odds. So number one...
It's going to be a hard 9 minutes. That's why I said in the beginning, this is going to be the whole episode.
I don't know if you knew this,
but
Black women asexually reproduce.
A lot.
We just have sex for fun, but we actually asexually reproduce. And that's why we are the ones who are having children. There are no men involved in the entire process.
No.
No.
Conscious stripper. Umar. All right.
What? How dare you disparage the good doctor?
One, the fact that they would continue to have them out of wedlock. Number two, the fact that they would choose to have them by dudes that they say ain't shit. One of the biggest things a woman can do is pick a father for your children. That is the biggest thing you can do. No matter who you are, women, no matter if you have a child at 15 or 55, the man you have these kids with will determine a lot about how these children's lives are. And the best thing you can do is have a kid by a man who is worthy to be a father. If he's
how the fuck are you worthy to? What do you sign up? Do you apply? What is happening?
First of all, Michael Wright, I see you. You fucking lying to me. First of all. Second of all. I'm waiting for the part where he says, and if you're not ready to be a father and you're not qualified to be a father, you shouldn't have sex with women. I'm waiting for that part. Or are we just going to blame women? I saw that. About bone marrow being used to create enough DNA to produce a baby.
Who said that in the chat room?
Fallon.
Yep, got to say the names. And then when it's someone like Fallon, you also say...
Oh, right.
The website.
Oh, but what happened to that whole list of things you used to say? It was just like a...
Oh, you want
to
bring that back?
Car mechanic.
Yeah, it's your show. What does Fallon do? How many jobs does she have?
She has more jobs than a Jamaican immigrant. FallonKitty.com is an author. You should check out her stuff. I believe in the past she has also been, what did you say, a tailor, a clockmaker, a car mechanic, fixes bike chains. We have her book. It's good. Should read it. We like Fallon. She's our friend to the north. Also, if shit goes really sideways, Fallon, we might come stay with you because Canada might be a better choice. Just saying.
Well, not for
dope
natives.
Dealer, gangbanger. Why would you make him be a father? He was not made to be a father.
Okay.
Apparently, he doesn't know how proximity works. He doesn't know how proximity works or how rape culture works. Like, it's black on black crime because we live near each other, nigga. It's also black within black breeding because we're right near each other.
I'd also point out, nobody is forcing you to be a parent. For the fact that you didn't... Republicans are. You didn't have to have sex with her, or you could have used a condom. Like, you know, there's a couple options. There's a couple options.
But the condominiums take away all the good feelings.
Yeah, well, enjoy that child support for the next 18 years.
No. For some reason.
He's not doing anything that would allow you to believe he is even close to trying to be a father. But black women, more than any other woman on planet Earth, does this. She will make any man a father. And most of the time, these men do not want to be fathers. So if you care for your children, why would you give your child a father who is not intelligent, not attentive, a drug dealer, criminal, or any of these things, especially a father who's not ready?
Wait, not intelligent, not attentive, a criminal, and a drug dealer? Donald Trump? Like, I mean, just think about, like, okay, a pharmacist whose parents paid their way through college and probably bought some high school grades. So that's not intelligent. Mm-hmm. They probably sell some pills under the counter. Mm-hmm. A criminal, a drug dealer. Like, what are you talking about? Like, that shit's all across the board. See, it's only bad when black people try to do some slick shit to make their way through capitalism.
Oh, but see, he's also specifically blaming black women, not even black men. Like, yeah, like, that's... him be a father.
And if the gangbanger is so inherently bad, like, isn't that the man choosing to be a gang... I'm away from the microphone. Isn't that the man choosing to be a gangbanger? Like, I mean, but then again, I've riffed about that, how, you know, gangs are, you know, little fucking countries. But, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree, Rashani. Bibliography, please.
Bibliography.
Number three. Financially. If you are not financially stable, we all know that raising kids in a household with finances leads to a better outcome than ones without.
Everybody doesn't know that.
Black women, out of all the nationalities of women in America, choose to have children in the lowest times in which they have very little money, and they will have children by a man who himself has very little money.
I don't know if you know this, but people in the hood are poor as shit. Did you know that?
Huh.
Yeah. So, like, when they have kids, their kids are going to pretty much be raised in poverty because everybody around them is poor. I don't know if you knew that.
What about people in the barrio? They poor as shit, too?
Barrios are also poor as shit.
What about the trailer park in the backwoods?
That's pretty fucking poor.
Damn, it's just black women, though.
Well, I mean, it's different when white women do it, though. It's different.
Oh, because they're making someone whose feet Tommy will kiss later on in life. Mm. Got it.
Of course, it's also apparently different when poor people from foreign countries also have children. Like, you know, all those fucking kids in Syria.
Yeah.
But, you know, he might care if it had been black
fucking
mothers.
Syrian thoughts.
Syrian thoughts? I should be like a group or something.
If this is the case that an individual would have these children, like the women who are on Section 8, like the women who are in projects, they too are having more and more children. Instead of getting themselves ready to get out...
The birth rate has been steadily decreasing for years, Mr. Sotomayor.
No, no. Them black whores is breeding. It's your show. You're supposed to be the characters.
I don't have characters. We have been through this. Mine's gonna be boring as shit.
Go ahead, Russian lady.
Oof. Although I do wonder if he's so anti this where his funding is for comprehensive sex ed with birth control. I mean, I'm about problem solving. No? No?
Out.
Yeah.
Instead of getting their finances together, instead of picking a man who can elevate their finances, they continue to have these children and relegate them to the same lifestyles that they themselves led to. So number three, if you are not financially ready, you would not be having children. Black women look at me and say, how dare you say this about a black woman, about a black mother? These women do care about their children. Well, If you know you live in a bad neighborhood, why would you not only have children, a child?
I know you the host, but motherfucker, nigga, if you know you live on a bad planet with climate change, with sea level rise, with garbage patches, with extra earthquakes from fracking, why would you have children? Fuck rich motherfuckers, nigga, fuck everybody. God damn it, keep hosting.
But children. A woman in Chicago had 5 sons. She lost to gun violence. Okay. She never moved. Another black woman in Chicago.
Just gun violence,
why?
Huh?
Why niggas gotta talk about Chicago like they really got some... But no, we'll just blame black women.
She had a son who was shot. So I would believe that they don't care. The woman who lost all 5 of her children?
$12 a month they were going to give us?
No, yeah, I do. I want that. Like, you know, that'll be the fucking Top Ramen budget, nigga. It'll put something in the fucking cabinet. Shit. $12 on Top Ramen, you're going to get a gang of packs.
That would be a lot of Top Ramen.
You goddamn right.
Yes.
That's filler.
Oh, he said, or because once Rashani said, because if he says their names, it's libel.
Huh. Word?
Could be. I mean, it could be, but he didn't say anything that wasn't true. Like, her kids died and she didn't move. Like, that's not.
Word.
No,
you and Rashani are smarter than me. I don't fucking know.
Oh.
Like, I listen to y'all niggas and I'd be like, huh? I bet I can do something funny.
No, typically with, like, libel and slander and things like that, like, you are ruining someone's reputation or saying untrue things or, you know, stuff like that, typically.
Yeah.
Moving on.
Would you see these black women on television after their children have been murdered? How do they act? What do they change? What do they ask for? Remember, guys, you have to understand...
I can tell you what they ask for because I see it constantly on the news. They're asking for an end to violence. They're asking for more resources. They're asking to have a safe neighborhood. That's what they're fucking asking for. Weird. People in war zones want bullets to stop. Weird.
This nigga need this whole entire ass beat. Like, yeah. I don't think there's no... And it's not even like it's gonna fucking fix him. It's just gonna make you feel good that you beat his ass. That's all it is. It's a euphoria thing. Like, that's it.
And there are more women right now looking to ban me than there are women in these neighborhoods looking to ban guns, drugs.
Nigga, how'd you get those numbers? Where the fuck? And so they keep talking about drugs, but I see wine glasses in your cabinet, nigga. Nigga, you get high in a legal way. Fuck you. Nigga, I'm sitting my crown rile, fool.
Rile. So, first of all, there are a ton of programs that the communities participated on a grassroots level. It's just that nobody talks about them because they're being led by black women in the hood. But they actually have matching outfits, right? It's pink shirts, pink hat. And they stand on all the street corners so kids can go back and forth to school.
So black women wear pink and hit the streets to help children.
Yes.
White women make pink pussy hats and high five cops. Police.
Yeah.
Yo.
And the NFL wears pink shoes to celebrate breast cancer awareness in the off season when they're not beating and killing their wives.
Yeah, for the Komen Foundation that also has money in fracking. Mm-hmm. Breast cancer. We care about it. Now come get some of this frack water, baby.
But you know.
You know.
Earthquakes are fun.
Yeah. And it's pink. And associating women with pink is totally anti-patriarchy.
It is very anti-patriarchy. But you know, so, you know, there's that. There are churches all over the place and mosques all over the place that have engaged in programs. And I talk about them a lot. The Interrupters, right? So the Interrupters was a group of basically ex-gang members from across the whole city who had done prison. And they were basically just in their old neighborhoods. And when they would hear something about like so-and-so has beef with so-and-so, they would show up at so-and-so's house and be like, hey, we heard there's beef. How can we de-escalate the situation before it becomes a real situation? Like, that's what they did. Like, they were in the streets knocking on doors saying, we heard you got beef with whoever. Can we help? Can we fix it? You know, how do we end this? And their entire budget got cut. The program was over. It's gone. Like, a bunch of hood-ass niggas who were in the neighborhoods they came from, who had access to the people, who could do the work, got their entire fucking budget cut. But, you know, whatever. It's about us making choices to be there.
Fucking video's only halfway done.
I fucking hate this guy.
Or gangs. There are more women who are offended, black women, who are offended by a black man dating a white woman than they are offended by a black child being murdered.
All right, let's keep letting him rock because he's saying shit with no numbers. So let's let him get to another like statement position. All right.
Needlessly in the streets. You never see black women marching for the deaths of their children.
You never see black women saying
enough is enough. So how can you love your children when you continue to have them at the rate that you have them, by the men that you have them by, in the situations that you have them in? It's very difficult for me to believe that you love your children, but you can sell that to someone who actually is willing to buy it.
That's why I say beating his ass is just a euphoria thing. Like, think about, like, nigga, you'll never have another smoke or drink again for the rest of your life. You beat his ass, nigga, you high for life. You good.
Are we gonna forget Black Lives Matter was started by three women?
Three queer women.
Three queer women.
That means they don't matter.
Oh.
Queers don't matter around here.
Well, they double don't matter because queer and women, so yes.
Oh, but, I don't know. Well, that's a double negative, so maybe they do matter.
It's a double negative turned into a positive, so they're worth 1 point.
I like queers.
I'm not. I don't mean to offend anyone when I do my videos.
Yes,
but
you do.
The numbers prove that I am correct. Now, does this mean every black woman dislikes her children, hates her children? No, it does not. But see, black women, one of the main things you would do if you loved your children would be to prevent them from going through what you went through. If you were called names as a child because of your skin color, you wouldn't call your children this. If you were called bitch, hoe, fast, and all these names, you wouldn't repeat these cycles. But the majority of black women will repeat the same cycles.
Okay, I know.
Kind of like what you're doing?
Exactly. But also, like, how are you going to talk about, you know, you shouldn't want them to come up? Y'all niggas still love R. Kelly.
I've never seen the color purple, but, like, I've heard the quotes. Like, so he's basically this nigga saying, you're black, you're ugly, nobody wants you, right? Something like that.
Yeah.
Like, that is his career.
Yeah.
You're black, you're ugly, and nobody wants you.
Pretty much.
Like, he just basically wakes up with fucking different metaphors to say that. Like,
but, I mean, this is the thing. You can't fix the problem as an individual because it is a community problem. Like, homophobia in the community is a community problem. Misogyny in the community is a community problem. Like, how are you going to talk about, you don't want your children raised that way? Meanwhile, you're surrounded by people who defend R. Kelly's rapist pedophile ass.
Yeah.
Like, how, you know, you are surrounded by people who constantly make jokes about domestic violence and abusing women and, you know, treat dark-skinned black women in a certain way and, you know, calling them ugly and this and that. So how do you not raise your children like that when it's literally around you constantly and being fed by people like Sotomayor?
Yeah.
Like, you're fucking feeding it.
Yeah. Like, we quit exercising and still wear small shirts. That's a community problem. Like, black men, like, if we're gonna keep these small shirts, nigga, we gotta fucking get on our shit. I just bought a little weight bench. I gotta get back on my, like, it's not right.
It's not right.
Like, yeah, you're out in public with me looking like this. Like, I look like one of the niggas that still think I'm a big man on campus in my little ass shirt.
That they went through. That's not love. That's abuse. You shouldn't have to beat your kids to get a point across. How about schooling?
Black.
If you know you.
Women are the only women that beat their kids.
The only
Did
ones.
Did you know
the
that?
The only ones. And that's why chancla jokes exist in Latino culture.
That's right.
Chanclas are the flip-flops, the sandals. Like, when your mom gets mad, she hits you with the chanclas.
Oh, fuck, you told me that. Also, yeah. Me, I trabajo on Cuarto de Socho. Did you know that about me?
Trabajo en qué? Oh, cuarto dieciocho.
Yeah, cuarto is a room.
Cuarto dieciocho, sí. Room 18.
Oh, they didn't put the other syllable. They said dieciocho.
Dieciocho.
They're not talking Puerto Rican Spanish like you. It's a different Spanish. It's better.
Live in a bad neighborhood, black woman. With a bad school district. Why would you send your children to this school? A normal person would think I'm not doing this.
But what if you don't have options? They close the schools. There isn't funding. People can't afford private schools. And then, of course, remember, now he doesn't mention that woman who went to prison because she lied about her school district lines. Remember that?
This nigga confuses options with choices any damn way.
He does.
He doesn't give a shit.
He does, but because now remember the woman who lied about what school district she was in to put her kid into a better school, and she went to prison. He not celebrating her? But she made a choice.
No,
try to do better.
She's a liar. She's a black woman that did something.
Something.
And also she had kids, therefore bad. And if she had kids with a man, that man would have been rich and had all kind of money dollars. And he would have did stuff. You're saying like you don't know.
Because you don't know.
Black women continue to send their kids to these schools, will spend more money on their hair than they will on their children's education. And then will...
If they don't spend money on their hair, they get fired from their job for wearing it natural.
Exactly.
Like fucking Rhonda Sweet. I do say her real name because she's a public business person and it does promote her business. She has her own catering business. Check out Rhonda Sweet, RhondaSweet. And I should pull out the t-shirt and show you. I don't know if she still has Sweet Moses Greens, but she is a business black woman.
Yes.
And yeah, when she was my general manager where I worked and when I started working there in my early 20s, she wore a shit in a weave the whole time. Mm-hmm. And then when she got promoted to upper management, she started banging her shit natural and best dressing business casual because she had to wear the weave to make the come up. Yep. Like, it wasn't a purchase, it was an investment. Mm-hmm. She got her money back big fold.
Yes.
Nigga.
Ask these people who they believe don't care about them, i.e. white people in the system, to educate their children properly. How many black women do you know right now that go to PTA meetings consistently? Most teachers that I've spoken to will tell you.
I would, but my mother died.
Of black parents.
Well, he said most teachers. How many teachers have you spoken to? I would like to know. What school district was it in? What's the racial demographic of that school district?
Yeah, like how many white people your ass live around? Nigga, ain't no fucking black students in the schools you live near.
And then, of course, you know, as we said in the beginning, poverty is real as fuck. If you work in two or three jobs, you might not make that PTA meeting, but you did make rent, so you win some, you lose some.
Yeah, and PTA meeting is not school board. Mm. You don't actually make any legitimate decisions. You just fucking sit there and pretend to be important.
And you plan pizza parties.
Yeah, PTA meetings ain't shit. Get the fuck out of here.
Can you care for your kid when you don't care for their education? And mainly, the first education starts at home. Black women like to sell you that they are the most educated group in America. Let's just go with that and say it's true. Guess who's the least educated group in America? Black children. If the majority of black children are being raised by black women alone, would it make sense that black children are the least educated while their mothers are the most educated?
Being educated doesn't make you an educator, but then also he's saying other bullshit.
Okay, but what he's saying is that black women should be teaching their kids, but he is ignoring that the uneducated black children typically come from low-income areas that do not have properly funded schools, who have parents who are working and cannot just teach them. These are not children of fucking doctors and lawyers who live next door to him. Jeez.
And also, fucking black women are a monolith like a motherfucker in this video.
Yes, they are.
Ain't no Dr. Annalise Fonza in this shit. Ain't no Nina Turner in this shit. Ain't no fucking sellout like Kamala Harris in this shit. Oh, hey, nigga, the real left, we don't fuck with no Kamala Harris, homie.
We don't
like,
fuck with Kamala.
I'm telling you, like, I mean, the thing is, though, nigga, if Kamala Harris or Cory Booker runs, most likely they'll fucking win.
Yeah,
just on the fucking optics because they're fucking young and cute.
Yeah,
and fucking and they're going again. Yeah, I'm telling. But I mean, maybe the real left will fucking come through again and punish all niggas again. Like, yo, don't run with fucking Harris
don't
or Booker.
It. Don't do it.
Tangent. All right, he has a minute and 42 seconds.
Imagine a man who was rich and his kids lived in squalor. How would you feel about that? How would you feel if a man had?
Nigga, that's why. Why are you making me quote Tariq Nasheed? Fuck you for that. But that's why Nasheed was clowning you, nigga, because you way back behind on child support with your fucking wine glasses and your...
Didn't he go to jail, too, for that? Or get arrested or something?
I can't confirm that. I cannot.
I think he did.
Like, I can even tell that fucking garbage receptacle next to the counter probably costs, like, $50. Then you're like, hey, you are that motherfucker making your kids live in... What he said, squalor. Nigga.
That's because I don't like the way she used child support. It's not for the rent and the electric bill. It's just for the kids.
I'm getting the niggas for saying squalor. I just said garbage receptacle. All right.
Had all the latest clothes and his kids were wearing tattered rags. That's how I feel about black women and the education of them versus the education of their children. So you cannot love your children if you refuse to put aside the things that you feel are important. In order to take care of your children. You can't. The club should be out. The internet scene should be out. What you should only care about now?
Did he say the internet scene? What the fuck?
The internet scene. Early on in the video, didn't I say he's such a fucking dork? He's a fucking geek.
What the fuck is the internet scene? What does that even mean?
The internet scene is a fad.
Is the welfare and the well-being of those children that you decided 100% by yourself, because the man didn't get a chance to tell you to take the morning after pill to have an abortion.
Hold the fuck on.
You can't. The club should be out. The internet scene should be out. What you should only care about now is the welfare and the well-being of those children that you decided 100% by yourself, because the man didn't get a chance to tell you to take the morning after pill to have an abortion. You decided
And he says it with a tone of authority.
So no black woman who has ever gotten pregnant has been in a relationship or seen a dude after after sex ever?
Yeah, fuck the rest of it. It's 53 seconds. I don't need to, man, where's that stupid, excuse me, I'm just saying the word stupid, ableism, but fucking, where's that music video you want to play me?
Oh.
God damn it. Ah, she's going to make me look at a whack music video.
I am. Well, actually, I just want to clarify, the video itself is quite nice. The song, however,
is lyrical dexterity. Dexter Morgan
could do something to it.
A ma'am! John Lithgow was a great villain on that program. I think it was season Fizzive. This here's Crown Royal. It was on sale. Alright.
Cardi B.
Alright, so this is Cardi B. I'm not familiar with Cardi B. But, so this is a MC of sorts.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. And the name of the record is Bodak Yellow. Alright, Cardi B, Bodak Yellow. Let's get in some Bodakery. Alright, okay, they've got an animal there.
You can fuck with me if you wanted to. These expensive, these is red bottoms, these is bloody shoes. Hit the score.
I'm just casually speaking, stepping on the color is disrespect, but fine, whatever. These is blood shoes.
Yes.
These is blood shoes.
These is blood shoes.
I can get them both.
I don't want to say light-skinned niggas ain't black. But,
oh man,
why the fuck are you so comfortable sitting next to that wild ass animal? You ain't gonna get me next to the motherfucker for no video shoot that shit unless it's stuffed. All right, shit.
Oh no, Mike, we gonna ruin this for you. Don't worry.
Oh fuck. All right, Cardi B, Bodak Yellow. Let's continue bodacking.
Then I'm quick, cut a nigga off, so don't get comfortable.
What the fuck kind of delivery is that? I'm not rewinding that.
Look, I don't dance now, I make money move. Say I don't gotta dance, I make money move.
What the fuck?
She used to be a stripper.
She just said the same bar.
Yes.
You know what? Emphasize your point. I get it.
If I see you now speak, that means I don't fuck with you. I'm a boss, you a worker, bitch. I make bloody moves. Now she say she gon' do what or who? Let's find out and see. Cardi B, you know where I'm at. You know where I be. You in the club, just to party. I'm there, I get paid.
Where you be? Your music video was shot overseas. What? The fuck is this?
What the cool kids like.
Fine.
I be in and out them banks so much I know they tired of me. Honestly, don't.
Yes, we're tired of you.
Who in front of me? Drop 2 mixtapes in 6 months. What bitch working as hard as me? I don't bother with these hoes. Don't let these hoes bother me. They see pictures, they say ghosts. Bitch, I'm who they trying to be. Look, I might just chill in some babe. I might just chill with your boo. I might just spill on your babe. My pussy feel like a lake. He wanna swim with his. I'm like, okay, I let him get what he want. He buy me East and LeBron. And then you whip when it go.
her movement in the video doesn't match, like, her vocal tone and delivery. Hmm. Like, you're not that exciting, Cardi B, of the bodacious yellowsome.
I think she came up on, like, Love and Hip Hop or one of those shows.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. Fast as a horse, I got the trunk in the front. I'm the
hottest in the street. No, you probably heard of me. No, no, I actually fucking didn't. No. This is what I get being with some woman.
What?
Who was like, hey, you should get marified. And I was like, all right, that seems like a good idea. And now this is happening.
Sharing is caring. Shit. I had to listen to it. You have to listen to it, too.
Get your freckles out of here. Jesus. What is this? Got a bag and fix my teeth. Hope you hold no in. Did she say got a bag and fix my teeth?
Yes, she did.
The fuck does that mean?
It means she fixed her teeth.
With a bag? Does that... Oh, I guess I'm getting it, but I mean, you didn't put a lot of detail in that incredibly short story. So you sold narcotics, acquired income, and got gold teeth or some...
Well, it's got them fixed in general, I think.
Oh, they were crooked?
Yeah. Got a bag and fix my teeth. Hope you hold
no in cheap. And I pay my mama bills. No, we know that's not cheap. Like, we know that dental work and orthodontist work is not fucking cheap. And we know that because we live in an oppressive capitalist system and a bullshit for-profit medical system, that dental care is separate from health care. We actually know these things, Cardi B. Fuck you. Got no time to chill. Think these hoes be mad at me, they baby father wanna boot. You said they're mad at me, their baby father wants to, I guess, engage in some sort of intercourse.
Yes.
Yeah, that is a problem, but it's not a problem. It's not exclusive to you. Yes, that is a problem in a misogynistic / misogynoir culture where women blame each other for the indiscretions of men. But it's not exclusive to you. You're not special. You're whack, actually. You can fuck with me if you wanted to. These expensive, these is red bottoms, these is bloody shoes. Ah. To score, I can get them both, I don't want to choose. And I'm quick, cut a nigga off, so don't get comfortable. Look, I don't dance now, I make money move. Oh, wait, is this the hook?
Yeah.
Okay. Say I don't gotta dance, I make money move. If I see you now speak, that means I'm horrible. I'm a boss, you a worker, bitch, I make bloody move. If you a pussy, you get popped. You a goofy, you a op. Don't you come around my way. You can't hang around my block. And I just check my account, turn top. I highly doubt that you are a reputable and dangerous person that one must fear in the streets of reality television. If I'm rich, I'm rich, I'm rich.
That would be a fantastic idea for like a satire show. They'll do like a satire reality show called The Real Streets of, you know, whatever.
What, of fucking Warrenville?
Yes.
Real Streets of Warrenville, nigga.
Yes.
Went up in that store. Motherfucker said my coupon wasn't valid. Because it expires today. Now that means I can't use it tomorrow. That's bullshit. Didn't even scan it. Didn't even try.
Yeah.
It's real out here in the Ville.
Yeah, that'll be fun. If I bitch who dip, he dip, she dip. I say,
I get the money and go. This shit is hot like a stove. My pussy glit. It's hot like a stove. That's quite the simile. I'm sure that was like, you realize that she took an ink pen.
Yes.
And a sheet of paper.
Yes.
And was, woo, putting the thought down, said, things that are hot. Okay, things that are hot. Gotta think of things that are hot. I gotta write this, I gotta have this song done by the end of the week. I'm under deadline. Things that are hot. Oh, man. Okay. Plastic comb from the vending machine at the motel. That's hot, right? That's, no, those are like room temperature, really. Those are whatever room they're in. Oh man, we gotta get on the grind, people. Everybody get in their stations. We gotta focus. Things that are hot. Scissors.
That's not hot, yo.
But I mean, like, if you sizz a lot with the scissors,
it's not
if you do a lot of, it would heat them up, the friction. That's not hot. That's okay, not hot. Things that are hot.
Try again.
When I was a child, my mother said, don't touch the stove because it's, holy shit. All right, struck oil, people. Hot like the stove. Put that down. We got something. People are going to be impressed by this. It is gold. Tell that little bitch to her roll. I just don't roll for no rolls. I just came up in no rave. I need to fill up the tank. No, I need to fill up the safe. I need to let all these hoes know that none of they niggas is safe. I go to dinner and steak. What? Did she say none of they niggas is safe?
Yep.
I guess from sexual prowess?
Yes. Because not only do everybody's baby daddy want to get with her, she want to get with everybody's baby daddy. I wouldn't recommend that as a personal lifestyle choice. No slut shaming. I'm just saying that being involved with somebody's nigga can cause consequences. So that your bloody shoes might not be able to get you out of.
So it's bad that they want her, but also, no, she's actually going after them. So what the fuck is she talking about? She's just saying whatever comes to mind. This is fucking 3 minutes and 53 seconds of filler. Like, that's all this is. That's what it's like when it's top ramen for dinner with no water. You just open up the package and start chewing. Right? You sprinkle the little fucking flavor dust on there. So you got, this is shrimp this time. And that's what that, like, this was me when I was 12 sleeping in the alley. Like, nigga, it's all filler. Like, nothing in here was rocking. God damn it. Only the real can relate. I used to live in the peace. Now it's a crib with a gay. Rolly got charms, the life was the face. Hard to let these bitches know. Just in case these hoes forgot. I just wanna check the mail. Another check from Mona. And she's doing the exact same delivery as the Migos.
Yep.
Again, when I was a wee young lad, mm-hmm. Busta Rhymes didn't rap like Jay-Z.
Yes.
Who didn't rap like Big Ruck.
Yes.
Who didn't rap like Ice Cube. Who didn't rap like MC8. Who didn't rap like Redman. Who didn't rap like Scarface. Who didn't rap like... Now, Bone Thugs, that was a group and they did like a barbershop quartet thing. Mm-hmm. And but they didn't rap like Twista, even though they were both fast. Who didn't rap like Willie D. Who didn't rap like Bushwick Bill. And they were in the same fucking group.
What did I say to Lisa 3 days ago?
They acting like dudes. She's a male Migo. Aha!
I'm glad we're on the same wavelength about that.
Right? Fucking, even Sir Mix-a-Lot didn't sound like them other niggas. But everybody finds the cookie cutter thing to be, right? Like, it was good to be a fake Wayne. And then Drake was so good at being a fake Wayne, niggas started being a fake Drake. Whew! Few more sec, 50 more seconds of
we can do Cardi B. We can do it
with this bodakery of yellowish proportions. Oh, it's the hook. Fuck it, done. it's that fucking hook again.
Oh, it's not good, and everybody loves it. Everybody's so excited about it, and then there's rumors about a Cardi B, Nicki Minaj project of some sort in the future.
If Remy Ma is listening to this, let's get together and diss him preemptively.
Remy. Lady Luck is still around. She needs to come save.
Lady Luck fucking
she needs to fucking save us.
Cognac the EXO that rocks with Trey D.
Yes.
Or it
fucking Snow the product, man.
Oh shit. Niggas don't want it with Snow. Snow. And then you gotta think about who Snow's affiliated with and how battles turn into group things. Do you really want Tech N9ne coming after you? I don't think nobody want that because he is the greatest MC of all times. And I'll hold that up. And to me, it's not about debate. It's fucking take someone's full body of work, put it next to his full body of work. Let's go verse for verse on it. He's got the nicer verses. He has a nicer full body of work than any motherfuck body out there. Yes, that includes Gift of Gab. All right, I know there's someone out there that's a Midwest head that's like, what about Gifty? Shut the fuck up, Gift of Gab, too. Nigga, stop playing with me. I know who you're about to bring up.
Oh, my guard says bring back Lady of Rage.
Lady Rage was fucking like, like, motherfuckers be saying Rage was nice just because, like, you know, she was, you know, out in Virginia, closer to the East Coast and whatnot, or because of her accentuation, or because they heard Afro Puffs. But, like, no, Rage was, like, legitimately, seriously fucking nice. Like, I remember fucking, I bought, like, her CD and, like, listened to the fucking album. I was like, yo, this, like, it's just fucking spectacular.
Oh, huh. Rashani doesn't like it. Yeah, well, nobody likes this. Well, actually, no, a lot of people like this song. I don't like this song either.
Yeah, this shit is fucking butt crack boogie, nigga, to the core. all right, now you want to reach for your green mouse.
Yes.
And bring and go up to the top right and bring that down. Hit the line that brings it all the way down. Right?
All right.
And then bring that, hit the VLC media player.
Was that this one?
Yeah, bring that back up. And yeah, and double click it. Double click the middle. Yeah, that full screens it. So now you have that back up on the screen.
Nice.
Right. Yeah, that's Phoenix Kalita fucking doing the program,
working it out, figuring it out.
Yeah. Have any close out for this? A close out story, close out words, riff.
I'm not Jerry Springer, man. I don't have a final thought.
Fucking Illinois niggas.
He's from Ohio.
He endorsed Nina Turner.
No, you know, obviously we're just going to try to get this going. I'm going to attempt to get better at this whole engineering thing. We'll see what happens. I have been recording a few clips. We'll try to get those up, I guess, on the Patreon. Is that what we're doing with those?
Oh, you want to hide them?
I don't have to. Well, they're...
You want to hide them and keep them secret from everybody. That's a fair deal. So that means only 33 people will get to hear it. That's good.
Raymond is still coming on, I think, in 2 weeks. We are also going to do... What are we going to do?
Why?
I had a thought and then I lost it. Oh, yeah. If enough people are interested, I want to do a book club thing. If people are interested, we'll see what happens.
Book club. We'll
see what happens.
We want to do all kind of books and reading.
And then, of course, tomorrow is Wednesday, so that means... White on white crime. I have a couple stories. They're very, very fun. One of them actually involves Russia, so woo, go Russia. Not in a Trump-esque kind of way.
Hmm.
And, yeah, that's what's happening. Yes.
Why is that so much of our shit still says 10 p.m.?
Oh, man, it does.
Woo!
It does.
Woo! And I want to... I spent a lot of time making all those images. I don't want to fucking change them.
Yes. So, I think that is primarily what is happening. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So, actually, what we're going to do here...
Yes.
I'm cutting in on... Actually, no. Yeah, you take the screen down.
Okay.
Right.
Where's the...
It's down at the bottom, right?
Oh.
To undo that.
Okay.
And then bring up the podcast audio.
Which is this one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, and let's stop the podcast audio.
All right.
Which clearly I'm going to have to bring up my decibels on the whole fucking thing.